السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers or sisters listening at the madrasa and over receivers, how true are the predictions of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially with regards to time we are experiencing, the speed with which the days are passing. How he had mentioned that the days towards the latter time, the months will, the years will pass like months, the months like weeks, the weeks like days, and the day like how a flame of fire just rises and dies down. Like that the day will pass. So there is no time for ghaflat. This is a majlis of zikr. It is not a majlis in which we make bayan of all the other problems of mankind and of the Muslim ummah around the globe. It is not a majlis in which we are going to discuss namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. It is not a majlis in which we are going to talk about nikah, talaq, buying and selling, economics in Islam, politics in Islam. All these are part of Islamic teachings. But every majlis has its own fragrance. I have repeatedly mentioned this. So in this majlis, which is a majlis of zikrullah, it has got its own fragrance. Different majalis have their own fragrance. So there is a need for discussion of all the other subjects, but in this majlis we talk about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's remembrance. And in fact, all the other departments of life also don't come right until we've got the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our heart. We can go on talking till qiyamah about the problems of the ummah, but if we don't have this aspect of remembrance of Allah ta'ala in our lives, the Muslim ummah in majority, then we are not going to be able to resolve our problems. Remembrance of Allah ta'ala has been explained many, many times, that it's not only subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, remembrance in everything. Remembrance in our namaz, remembrance in our zikr, remembrance in our tilawat, conscious awareness in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, in the universities, in the colleges. Wherever we are, we must be conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching. We are accountable to Him on the day of judgment. So therefore we have to have the teachings of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives. That is the remembrance. The zikrullah majalis, it is not farz, wajib, sunnat, the method in which we do it. Nobody can say this method is farz, wajib, sunnat. It is, as we term, for the purpose of ilaj, a medication, a remedy, a cure, so that it lights up the love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. We have to be very balanced. We don't have to go on to any extreme. If anyone else is doing it in any other method, as long as it is within the parameters of Sharia, then we should not have any objection. So the purpose of this majlis, as I said, is to light up that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love in our hearts, and to make us remember Allah Ta'ala at all times. That is the true zikrullah. We cannot conceal anything from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives a long rope because He is very, very loving, merciful, forgiving. He wants us to return to Him. He does not want us to be punished in this world, in the qabr or the akhirat. He wants to bless us with the life of tranquility, peace, sukoon, a life in which there's enjoyment in the heart, because that is where the everything happens. In the heart, either the person has got happiness or has got sorrow, either the person is in a joyful mood or the person is in grief. Everything happens in the heart. In the heart, the person has either got kufr, shirk, or in the heart, the person has got iman and yaqeen. Tawakkul, zuhur, all these things are sifats of the heart. Tawazu, humility, is also a sifat of the heart. It's not just bending down and walking, not just bending down and making salam to somebody and considering that to be humility. Humility is a sifat of the heart, that the person considers himself to be an insignificant servant of Allah Ta'ala. No matter how much ibadah, zikr, tilawat, work of deen we may be engaged in, but in our hearts we have the yaqeen that we are insignificant slaves and servants of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He can take us out and replace us with the whole ummah. فَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. The whole qawm Allah Ta'ala can replace. And we can see how people are coming into the fold of Islam on the one hand, and those who, like us, who call themselves old Muslims, they are coming out. So Allah Ta'ala is not in need of our service to His deen. We are in need of Allah Ta'ala and His deen. So many times I have given this example, for we have many visitors from Johannesburg and other places. How many times I have given this example, that if you have to go to Makkah Sharif, then you will see those huge palaces there of the king. Now, there is a different story whether they should build palaces like that there or not. But I'm giving an example, that if you look at those palaces, outside the gates there are guards. And those guards, they know fully well that the king, that time was Fahad, now it's Abdullah, that this king is not in need of us to guard his palace. It is his ihsan upon us that of the millions of people, he gave us the opportunity to be guards at his palace. If he wants, he can boot us out and replace us with any number of guards. So they consider that as an ihsan and a favor of the king, that he gave them employment and job to guard the palace. So like that, we must consider it a great ihsan and favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon us, if he is using us for the service of his deen. If he gave us the tawfiq of making namaz, roza, zikat, hajj, ibadat, tilawat, care of the poor, the needy, the orphans, the destitute, tabligh, ta'lim, gush, ijtima'at, khanqa, mashayikh, and their sohbats and their company, all these things are ihsan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must not consider it as our greatness. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of us for the protection and safeguard of his deen. Allah Ta'ala can replace us with the whole ummah for the safeguard of his deen. So if he is using us for any good work, then it is his ihsan and fazal upon us. So humility is also a sifat of the heart, that the person in his heart does not consider himself to be superior to others. He doesn't know in what state his death and mouth will come. We must dislike the sin, abhor the sin, detest the sin, distance ourselves from those kind of sins. But we have to separate the person from the sin. The person can change any time. A person was going to the disco, cinema, rave club, he had drug habit, he was in adultery, fornication, and everything that you can think of he was engaged in. And then he made sincere tawbah. So at that time when he was engaged in all these evils, everybody was talking, look at that man, he's a drug addict, he's a cinema goer, he's in adultery, he's at the prostitute quarters, he's here, he's there, everything they were talking. Somehow some jamaat got hold of him, or he went and attended some dini program, went to some zikr majlis, or went to some bayan, waaz or nasihat he heard. And now change came in his life, total change. He made sincere tawbah from all those sins. So now what do we start saying? We start saying, look at this person, what a wonderful person, what a nice person. Look at his akhlaq, look at his namaz, look at his zakat, look at his roza, look at how he's making tilawat of the Quran Sharif in the masjid, how he's making zikrullah. Now we start praising the person. So what really changed in the person? Did his body change? Did his eyes change? Did his hair change? Did his hands and feet change? He is still the same person. It's only the heart has changed. He has made sincere tawbah. He has distanced himself from those sins. So it proves that we were not disliking the person. We were disliking the sins that we were engaged in. So therefore we should not consider ourselves as superior. So now that is the sifat of the heart. Great people, Hazrat Haji Imdad, look at first the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajmeen. After being promised, so many of them being promised, Ashram Mubashara and all that, being promised the Jannat for you in the hereafter. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many others also. After having given them the glad tidings, look how they are crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Why are they crying? If we had been given the glad tidings, we'll say, well, now finish. If we have just one good dream, we take it for granted, now we are jannati. Then look at the tabi'in, the tabi' tabi'in. Then look at the awliya of our times. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, whole night he spent by the Kaaba Sharif, crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ey Khuda'i bandara ruswamakun, garbadam man sirre man paidamakun. Ey Khuda'i bandara ruswamakun, garbadam man sirre man paidamakun. Oh my beloved Allah, don't cause any kind of embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation to come upon this servant of yours. I know that I am a very sinful servant of yours, but don't expose my sins, whether it's in this world or in the akhirah. Now what sins was he committing? The higher they go, the more humility comes in their heart. The more tawazu, the more khashiyat, the more khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this majlis of zikr is to create in our hearts that kind of love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is that steam that will allow us to move in the right direction. If we don't have the steam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love, then everything will be mechanical. To stay away from sins just because it will take you to the fire of Jahannam. We'll say at least the person is staying away from sins because he's afraid of going into Jahannam. That is not a kamal of a mu'min. The believer doesn't just stay away because it will take him to Jahannam. Even if there was no such thing as existence of Jahannam and fire of hell, then to this person who is a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of love for Allah, that my Allah who has blessed me with iman, with yaqeen, with my health, with my eyes, with my hearing, with my speech, with my heart, liver, lungs, and day and night is pouring and showering his ni'mats and bounties, how can I be disrespectful or how can I be disobedient to that Allah? That Allah who can snatch away also the ni'mats if he wishes to. Now if we have that kind of muhabbat, then it will become easy to make amal. Passion for something a person has, then he goes ahead irrespective of what amount of difficulty he may have. So therefore in this majlis of zikr, tonight we read, Rahe ishq mein aql kaanta hai kaanta, for Hazrat Maulana ki Mukhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. او اللہ, واٹ از مائی لائف؟ دیٹ لائف وچ وی اسپینڈ ان ایٹنگ اینڈ ڈرنکنگ انٹرٹینمنٹ انجوائمنٹ اینڈ فن اینڈ پلیزر اینڈ ڈس اوبیڈینس آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی, and that is not life. That even the animals, they eat, they drink, they mate, that is not a life. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. If that eating, that drinking, that business and everything else that the person is doing, if it is with the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there must be no disobedience. I must obey my Allah in my business. I must obey my Allah in my meals. When I'm eating, I must obey my Allah Ta'ala in my drinking habit. I must not stand and drink and eat food. Toffee, chocolate, ice cream, that those are different things. But we're talking about meals, buffet style they call. In weddings, in walimas, tables are laid out and people graze around the tables. They don't eat, they graze. Sometimes, like how the cow eats from here, then it goes and eats from there, it goes eat from there, like that. With the plates, they go revolving around the table. Pick it up from the table, take a chair and sit down, or sit down and eat. But sit and eat like human beings. So he says, Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai. Ya Allah, that namaz, the time that was spent in the namaz, the time that was spent in ibadah, in zikr, in tilawat, in tawaf, in ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rauza Mubarak, that time which was spent in assisting and helping the poor, the needy, the destitute, caring for some widow, some orphan, that time which was spent in making waaz, nasihat, giving good advice, good counseling, that time which was spent in bringing somebody out from the vice den, bringing him out from the cinemas and theatres and discos and rave clubs, the time which was spent in making Amar bil Maruf Nahi Anil Munkar, the time which was spent, O my beloved Allah, in the recitation of Durood Sharif and Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the time which was spent in dua, raising my hands before you and crying, or that time which was spent in shedding tears before you, my beloved Allah. Whichever way, whatever was done, what we term as ibadat. So that was the real life. That was the time of my life. The best time of my life. That those are the days and those are the hours and those are the minutes and seconds which I can term as life. The rest of it wasn't life. The rest of it wasn't life. It was just maisha. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wo zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre, wo kya zindagi hai? Wo jeena nahi, balki sharmindagi hai. And those days and those hours and those minutes and seconds of my life which is spent or which are being spent in negligence, in indifference, being unconcerned about what's going to happen in the qabr, in the akhirat, unconcerned that there is a day of judgment, no consideration for the rights of the wife, of the children, or if it's a woman, for the rights of the husband, no consideration for the rights of the neighbors, of the families, of the friends, no consideration for even the rights of the animals, nothing. Look what people are doing, what they are doing to cats and dogs and even monkeys and other things. It doesn't mean if they are not human beings, they don't have rights. Tying crackers to their tails and putting crackers in their ears and catching them by their tail and throwing in the fire. And all the things that we read of in the newspapers, sometimes it shocks us. Is this what they talk of? Education at the schools and colleges and universities. For some of them that are doing it, they are students at universities and colleges. So that life which is spent in negligence, that the person was not concerned that I have to get up for Fajr Namaz. All night he was talking about Islam, Islam, Islam. And about the rise of Islam. But when the sun rose, he was still fast asleep. He was still fast asleep. Whole night conferences and other programs. So unconcerned, ghaflat, ghaflat, I have mentioned many times, this ghaflat is that hen which lays all the eggs. The ghaflat is that hen. When the person becomes indifferent, negligent, unconcerned, then that is what lays all these eggs of disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All those eggs of disobedience are due to that negligence. So therefore he says, that is not living, that is not life. That is going to be a means of sharmindagi on the day of Qiyamah. And not only on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala makes it even in this world a means of embarrassment, shame and disgrace. After some time, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when this person does not return to him, then when things get exposed, then what else do you get except embarrassment, shame, disgrace and humiliation? One is a test from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even the pious and the righteous, there were lots of sometimes rumors about them, lots of lies about them, lots of critics that say what they want. But finally those people have to withdraw their opinions and words, and they will say, no, we were at fault. That person did not have these type of weaknesses that we were talking about. That is a different thing. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at what they called it, magician and madman, na'uzu billah, Majnoon and everything else. But they were the ones afterwards, when they accepted Islam, they were prepared to give their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. Jo ghaflat mein guzre wo kya zindagi hai, وہ جینا نہیں ہے بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. Embarrassment, shame it will bring. That is not life. When the person is negligent, there are obligations, there are duties. We are like the soldiers. We call ourselves soldiers of Islam. Who is a soldier? Soldier has to be ever ready. Even if it is holiday time, there is no holiday for the soldier. If there is war and battle that is going on, they say they withdraw the leave of every soldier. Why? Because there is battle going on. When there is a battle going on, then the leave is withdrawn. Even if there was some leave, it is withdrawn. At present they must be in the battlefield. After that they will get some leave if there is an opportunity. So if we are soldiers of Islam, then that is how we have to be ready, because there is a battle that is going on between nafs and shaitan, soul and shaitan and nafs. And there's a battle that is going on for the destruction of Islam and the destruction of Islamic morals and ethics and behavior and cultural lifestyle. Everything, there's a battle that is going on. And at that time, this person has to be sharp, he has to be alert, he has to be ever ready, he has to be vigilant. Then when he's going to leave this world, then that's the time now, relax. Nam kanawmatil arus then. But yet Allah Ta'ala, out of His ihsan in this world, He says, never mind, eat, drink, marry, bring up your children, conduct your business, do everything, as long as you do it properly according to my ahkam, then I will give you Jannat again in the Akhirah. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے, وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے. That is not living. I explained before also that take a person who has spent his whole life, 50 years, 60 years of his life, went in adultery, fornication, prostitute quarters, drinking, gambling, rave clubs and discos. And then ask him after the 50 years of life, when now he's tired, or 60 years of life and now he hasn't got the strength in his body and he's on the hospital bed, and ask him that, now what did you gain in your 60 years? Have you got something to show that, look, what kamal I did, what a beautiful life I led, that see, these are the things that I can show you. as the fruits of my life, the benefits of the indulgences of my life. Can he show anything? What he's going to show is AIDS, all kinds of sicknesses and problems, marital disaster, sometimes prison sentences. All these are the type of things the person can show. That's all. And take another person who is an Allah wala. And when we say Allah wala, then straight away our minds go on to that, that this person must be a born Allah wala. Otherwise in our society, our time and our country, we cannot become Allah wala. That is a misconception. Allah Ta'ala hasn't got some kind of an exclusive club for membership. You must pay some subscription fees. Then only you can become Allah wala. Allah Ta'ala makes it so easy. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. On whom? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Iman and taqwa, that's all. Stay away from haram, from sins, from disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, and do that which He has ordered. And if you look at that which He has ordered, it is very, very simple. It is not some kind of a mountain that is put on our heads. It is everything that is within our means. It is practical. If there is anything that we make difficult for ourselves, then must blame ourselves. Otherwise, Islam and the teachings of Islam are simple, practical, easy. You can become an Allah wala, anyone. So that is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants. So that person who is an Allah wala, after 50 years, 60 years, he was obedient to Allah Ta'ala, he made his namaz on time, he made his zikr, his tilawat, he was kind to his family, to his wife, children, to the neighbors, to the poor, to the needy. He stayed away from adultery, fornication, drinking, gambling, rave clubs and discos. After 50, 60 years, ask him, what does he have now to show as the benefits of his obedience to Allah Ta'ala? Then he will tell you what life of sukoon he has, what peace, what tranquility, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed him with all his bounties and ni'mats. Even though outwardly we may not see it, but outwardly there can be sickness, disease, ill health, there can be poverty, but inside the heart there are gardens, gardens that the person enjoys, because he got the Khaliq of Jannat in his heart. And those people also will go to him and say, Hazrat, please make dua. Hazrat, please make dua. Did you see anybody going to somebody that they came to know that there is in the beachfront there, they put up some tents there, and who's there? All those who commit adultery, fornication, drink and gamble, and they are there semi-naked. So therefore now all the sick people, weak people, and those who got problems in their life, so we say there are some tents there of such kind of people, go there and ask them to make dua for you. Has anybody said up till now that go and ask them to make dua for you? Why they don't go there? Yet that person can change. But we too believe that the person who was obedient to Allah Ta'ala must ask him to make dua. So why don't we become those Allah walas that we raise our hands and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and He opens the doors of His mercy and forgiveness and solve our problem. Instead of only talking about the karamat of the awliya, why don't we become those sahib-e-karamat? Are the doors closed and shut for that? May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal.
Jo guzri teri yaad mein zindagi hai, wohi zindagi bas meri zindagi hai. جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے فنا یاد میں تیری جو زندگی ہے اسی کے مقدر میں پائندگی ہے جو ہر سانس سنت کے تابع نہیں ہے خدا کی نہیں نفس کی بندگی ہے جو ہے کسب دنیا میں غافل خدا سے دنی زندگی ہے بری زندگی ہے.
Those breaths that we take in خلاف سنت, those actions of ours which are خلاف سنت, against the sunnah, against the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those businesses in which we don't remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, meaning that we conceal, we hide, we don't show the defects, or we trade in haram, or we give interest and take interest, or we run our businesses on bank overdrafts and interest payment without any necessity. The person has plenty full of other assets, but he doesn't want to dispose of it. He rather pay the bank the interest and take upon himself that lanat and curse of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and wage a battle with Allah ta'ala. We are so brave nowadays that we are prepared to take interest, give interest and wage battle with Allah ta'ala, because that is what it means. So then that is not life. It is a very bad life, he says. And anything that is bad is not to be continued. Anything bad must be given up. Therefore I conclude on one very beautiful thing, so that if you ask somebody that anything that is bad, must you carry on, must you continue, or must you give it up? So any sensible Muslim will say anything that is evil, haram, bad, must give it up. Nobody will say must carry on with it. So then the question is that when must you give it up? After death or before death? Is there anybody here who will say, well, after death definitely, Maulana, I'm going to give it up. After death, Maulana, I'll never ever go to the rave club, disco, cinema. After death, you'll never find me casting lustful glances at any woman. So will that zalim ever have the strength to cast lustful glance after that? Will he ever have the strength to go to the cinema and disco? So if it has to be given up, when does it have to be given up? It has to be given up before death. And with all the notices that you read on this board and other boards and the announcements of deaths, how many announcements we heard? 10-year-old passed away, 1-year-old child passed away, 1-day-old passed away, just born and passed away, 16-year-old, 20-year-old, 30-year-old, 40. How many times we heard? Accident and is gone. Hijack, murder, killing and is gone. Heart attack and is gone. High temperature overnight and morning is gone or she's gone. So that is what death is all about. So should we not give it up immediately then? That's what it means, immediately. Enjoy a life of sukoon. My Hazrat says, aram se raho, bas ram ram mat karo. Don't make ram ram. Have a aram. Give up aram. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La
إله إلا الله لا 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 إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
سینسر.
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. اللہ 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 اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ.
ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، او مائی اللہ ہاؤ لانگ ایم آئی گوئنگ ٹو لیو اے لائف آف سنز، ہاؤ لانگ ایم آئی گوئنگ ٹو ریمین ڈس اوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو اینڈ یور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، يا رحيم يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين، Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my most forgiving Allah, oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah, my most generous, most kind, most compassionate, most loving Allah, oh my most tolerant Allah, oh my most beautiful Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how forgiving you are, how generous and kind you are, how tolerant you are. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience, yet you are not seizing us, my beloved Allah. If there had been another Allah, he would have withdrawn all his bounties and ni'mats and gifts. He would have destroyed us. He would have sent the flood waters against us. He would have sent the gale force winds against us. You would have sent the tsunamis against us. My beloved Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. We are ungrateful to you, my beloved Allah. When we look at our lifestyles, my beloved Allah, we know that we are most ungrateful to you. You bless us with so much, and yet we show such disregard, such negligence, such indifference. But my beloved Allah, where do we take our sins and go? Where do we take our sins and go, my Allah, for forgiveness? Who is there for us besides you? There is no one for us besides you, my Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, there is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, he can go to another. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness because of our sins, where do we go, my Allah? ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما، کرم فرما. My beloved Allah, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. We have raised our begging bowls before you, my Allah. After making zikrullah, we have raised our begging bowls before you. This very moment you are watching us, you are listening to us, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds of nadamat, of shame, of remorse, of regret. My beloved Allah, you look into hearts. We are not raising our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We are not extending our hands, my beloved Allah, before any other deity. We are raising our hands before you. You are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. My beloved Allah, you are our Rahim, Kareem Allah. Kareem is the one who gives even without people deserving. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving. But what is it that we were deserving of? You blessed us with Iman, Islam. You blessed us with so much of your ni'mats. Open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Plead and purify our hearts. We ourselves have become tired, my beloved Allah. How long are we going to live a life of drugs and drink and wine and women and rave clubs and cinemas and theaters and evil and haram on the internet sites and television screens? How long? My beloved Allah, we are tired of sins ourselves. They haven't brought us any kind of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Sins have brought nothing but restlessness in our lives. They have brought nothing but misery in our lives. But we are ashamed, my beloved Allah. We are not bragging about our sins. We are ashamed of our sins that we committed from the time we became of age up till now. My beloved Allah, who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Become ours and make us yours. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. My beloved Allah. Make us yours. Become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you become ours, the kingdoms will be ours. Our businesses will give us barakat, our homes will give us comfort, our children will be coolness of our eyes, our lives will become full of contentment, satisfaction, peace and happiness. Hey, mere Allah, become ours and make us yours. We are not deserving, but we are seeking from you, my Allah. Mere Allah. Mere pyare Allah, my beloved Allah. Ab kamzor hai, zaif hai, gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar aur mujrim hai. Sab kuch hai, bande tere hai. Whatever we may be, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the leaves of the trees, of the forests of the world, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies. Our sins are more than your entire creation put together. Ya Allah, your ocean of forgiveness is so vast, that one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. My beloved Allah, we have turned towards you. Make a decision tonight of khair for us. Ya Allah, make a decision of change in our lives. Take us on the road that leads to you, the road that leads to Jannat, the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar haay kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar haay kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri pada. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from our right and our left, from in front of us and behind us,
pouring from the satellites above us. My beloved Allah, fitnas in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, fitnas in the schools and colleges and universities, fitnas, my beloved Allah, in our own homes, fitnas in our city, in our country. Even fitnas have entered Makkah Mukarrama and Madina Tayyibah. Filthy music can be heard. Filthy pictures can be seen in the hotel rooms on the television screens. Filthy newspapers are entering Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. My beloved Allah, filthy musical sounds on cell phones are played by the Rosa Mubarak and near the Kaabatullah Sharif. Hum kidhar jaye mere Mawla? Which direction do we turn? Who is there to give us protection besides you? Bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Those who are sick and ailing, whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless everyone with complete shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with shifa, our parents with shifa, our children who are sick and ailing with shifa, our grandchildren with shifa, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. My beloved Allah, those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-i-Mustaqim. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our time. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with barakat in their risk and sustenance and remove their financial problems. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my Allah, homes have become Jahannam on earth. No peace and happiness and sukoon in the lives of so many families. We know it's due to our disobedience of you, my beloved Allah. But even if it is in the means of test, Ya Allah, don't test us. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them, give them maqbooliyat, sharf-e qubooliyat, tabligh wa dawat ki mehnat qubool farma, gash ijtimaat taalim ko qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. My beloved Allah, bless all works of deen with barakat. All workers of deen with ikhlas, Ya Allah, and sharf-e qubooliyat. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut. Throughout the world, my Allah, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is going through so much of difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. In Palestine, oh my beloved Allah, ہمارے بھائی بہنوں پر کیا مظالم ڈھائے جا رہے ہیں. چچنیا، بوسنیا، افغانستان، عراق، کشمیر، صومالیہ، سودان، all parts of Africa and the world, my Allah. Remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulties, the hardships of the ummah. Remove the hardships and problems of mankind around the globe. My Allah, change the conditions of insecurity to that of security. Bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. And when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs, in adultery, fornication, prostitute quarters, or any kind of haram action. My beloved Allah, Ey Khuda'i bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre man paidamakun. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Ramadan, on the day of Jumu'ah, in a fasting state, my Allah, with a salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله،
let our souls depart. Let our janazas be in Masjid Nabawi. Let our bodies become a patch of the graveyard of Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, we know we are not deserving of what we are asking, but we are asking because you are Rahim and Kareem. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. You are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night, after this majlis of zikr. Ya Allah, what else kept us here except great hope in acceptance of our du'as? But Ya Allah, you are well aware of each and every individual's individual problems. Ya Allah, remove their problems, their difficulties, their hardships, their pain and their suffering. And whatever good wishes and good desires and aspirations they have, fulfill their good wishes and aspirations and desires. My beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal, that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal min ربنا يا رب يا رب تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کو رات. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.